Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Gabler. Pitching for the Washington Senators, John Gabler. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The left fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is hit by the pitch. O'Connell moves to second. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a line drive towards short. Houser catches it and throws to second to double up O'Connell. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Houser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hankins for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is called out on strikes. One out. John Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. John Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with Gabler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Keogh moves to second. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw spins and fires to second, with Houser covering, and Keogh is picked off. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Houser fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Green and he is safe. Lump steals second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cotier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hankins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Hankins moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotier hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Sullivan picks up the ball and throws it to Hauser, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keogh bunts towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Keogh goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim King pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim King now playing left field. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shaw moves to third. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Hauser scores. Hankins moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Green strikes out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators won. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Burnside now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zipfel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.